There is great rejoicing in heaven over the conversion of even one sinner. I got a little pledge and foretaste of that whole scene. I mean, that's going on in heaven all the time. Think of the party that's happening in heaven all the time. And of course, they don't run out of confetti in heaven. But all of the partying that goes on up there, in a good way, obviously, because of people just like that man, or maybe just like you, who decide, you know what, I am going back. I'm coming back home. I'm tired of living like this. I don't want to live like this anymore. Listen to this email that came into me. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It wasn't even an email. This was a handwritten Christmas card that I received in the mail yesterday. This is from a listener in Fallbrook, California. And she took the time. This was a handwritten card. It's a beautiful card with glitter and just a beautiful Christmas card. And here's what she wrote. Her name is Shirley. She's writing from Fallbrook. Dear Patrick, Madrid, and team, I'm an Immaculate Heart Radio bumper sticker believer, and I'm so thankful for your show. I've been away from my Catholic roots for at least 15 years, and after my mom passing away this last June, I started attending Sunday Mass, and I felt the need to remind myself about Jesus, but I did not know where to start to learn. That is when I saw the bumper sticker. Your show and the entire schedule have been part of my life since then. I listen to the radio at work every day. The timing was perfect. I'll pause there. By the way, God's timing is always perfect, isn't it? Because that's a God incidence, not a coincidence. That's a God incidence that she saw the Immaculate Heart Radio, now Relevant Radio, bumper sticker in traffic at just the right moment. She says RCIA classes were about to start. RCIA, by the way, stands for Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults. It's an inquiry class, so to speak, that people who are interested in becoming Catholic can enroll in, and it can lead to reception into the Catholic Church. So she says, RCIA classes were about to start, and I was able to enroll. It has been such a blessing and definitely helps in mourning my mom's passing. Anyway, Shirley says, may God bless you and your family and your entire team. Celebrating Christmas has an entirely different meaning for me this year, thanks to you. I'll continue listening and learning. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Love, Shirley. Oh, Shirley, I love you back. I love you back, ma'am. Thank you, first of all, for taking time out of your busy day to write me a handwritten Christmas card. And I immediately took a picture of it and sent it off to everyone on the team so that other people at Relevant Radio would be able to see this. Because this is about all of us here, not just about me. But thank you for taking the time to write that. And also, this is a great way to spark our conversation about why it is that people return to the Catholic Church. Look at what God used in her case. She was going through the difficulty of mourning her mom's passing. And as you know, perhaps, if you've been through this situation yourself, that it's in those times of darkness and concern and fear that very often God can work. He has room to maneuver because suddenly now you're not preoccupied with the groceries and the bills and work and all the other things that preoccupy us all the time. Now suddenly, when you're in that kind of a situation, your mind is actively thinking about things. You're pondering the bigger pictures, your own mortality, for example, the big issues. And it seems that these are very often the moments when God's grace can really have room to maneuver and can find the target. And look at Shirley now, back in the Catholic Church after being gone. And I don't know what she did with those 15 years. It's not my business to know that. But maybe you're in a situation like that. Maybe you're thinking about coming home. Or, to be fair, maybe you left the Catholic Church and you've never looked back and you'll never go back. And you are antagonized when you think about the Catholic Church. Or you're scandalized by something that happened in the Catholic Church, or you're convinced that some teaching that the Catholic Church, or maybe all of its teachings from top to bottom, that they're all wrong, they're all unbiblical. I've had people tell me that Catholic doctrine is from the pit of hell. Maybe that describes you. That's okay. I'd love to talk to you also. This is not an hour for clashing. It's an hour for learning and discussing. And I'd like to hear from you. 888-914-9149. I'm going to step aside for just a moment. I'll be right back. Please listen to this.